I'm the boss of this. Get up off of this. Something like a goat. I don't fuck with niggas. Watch homie, got something in his coat. I don't move like a rookie though. I'm with all the smoke. Call it what you want, you grown, but don't touch me. Told a Russian bitch to don't rush me. Trust me. Yeah. She 30, but I got full custody of her. The baby daddy probably wonder what the hell kind of spell is she under. Propeller be running, the engine be going accelerator. If your name not Kyrie Irving, don't be no hesitator. Get the paper. Woo, woo. I show my ass like a naked neighbor. I made my way through aggressive danger. Sacrifice and get a blessing later on the escalator in the Escalade. Flipping through resumes. Met her last night, got extra pay. I was just born yesterday, celebrating. Out of all the slick talkers, I think I'm the silkiest. Baby, I'm really the filthiest. Come and roll with me, I'll show you how real it is. The homie was paraplegic, he said he was feeling this. If you hate me, I hope your mama get blinded by syphilis.
Yeah. Welcome to the Game 365 podcast, man.
Man, it's a pleasure. Ooh,
that's the dose of Swisher Sleep, man.
You already know.
Hey, my guy, man. I've been knowing this man for so long, man. And the elevation of your craft, bro. That shit been climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing. I'm like, God damn, I didn't even realize. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's what's up, man. And that means something to me because you know me for a
long time.
When I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? So you done seen the elevation for real.
I'm glad to see you do your thing, bro.
Vice versa.
Real talk, man. Tell everybody where you're from, though, man.
Man, I'm from Seattle. I'm from the Central District. You know, I'm from everywhere in Seattle, really. I done been from the North End to the South End. And really, when I'm thinking about it right now, my earliest memories is like right across the street from Rainier Beach High School.
You know
what I'm saying? Right by that little supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was, and then I moved everywhere.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Real Seattle-like.
Yeah. of course. You know how we do.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
How did you get into music? What made you, you know, develop just the want, the passion to start being a rapper, you know?
Okay. When I was young, I used to write stories.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned into raps. And I was locked up when I was real young. You know what I'm saying? And when I was in there, I just wrote. I wrote a lot. And I thought I was filthy.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I always told myself, when I get out, I'm finna rap. I don't care what I'm out to do. I don't care what you niggas is doing. There was like 3 or 4 motherfuckers that rapped. And that was it.
Everybody else
was on that gangster shit. They was doing what they was doing. But now it's overran with rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Saturated.
And that's cool. But I'm one of the original ones.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Absolutely.
What is it that, you know, made you stay consistent though? Because a lot of people, like you said, you've been doing this shit since you were younger.
Yeah.
And, you know, you stayed with the culture. You didn't just say, damn, my time is done. You know, that was just this part of the generation. You doing this shit, you know what I'm saying, 20 plus.
For real.
You feel me?
Man, because I got faith.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I really do. I got faith. I got belief. I feel like when I say I believe in myself as far as it goes in the music, I feel like I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
I feel like it's straight up and it's organic and it's what I got. And when I wake up in the morning and I'm stressed out about the things I have to deal with in life, I think, you know what? I do got this lottery ticket with this rap shit. So I might as well just keep going with this.
Guaranteed.
At least.
Yeah.
Because it's going to hit.
Real talk, man. Real talk. So is that, you know, because a lot of people, they get the different things about life, you know what I'm saying, get to straying them away from their passion. You know, it's like, fuck, I got bills to pay, but I rap. You know?
Yeah.
I got money to make, but I rap.
Yeah.
My car broke down, but I rap.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And having the faith, the courage to keep that shit consistent and learning how to merge that in with what you got going on, do you think that's something that is just like, nigga, this is just a part of who I am. This is what I'm doing. I'm rocking with it. The streets love it. You feel me?
It's automatic.
Yeah.
And of course, if we being honest, there's lows in my confidence and, you know, just like everybody else. You go on the basketball court and LeBron James gets spanked by Curry and them by 45. He might be feeling like on the inside, damn, I'm getting up there in age. Do I still got it? And then he go out there and do the spank 50 back-to-back 50.
Yeah.
And he remember who he is.
Yeah,
you know
guarantee.
What I'm saying? Yeah, so the shit don't never last long for me. I really just feel like I'll be venting when I say, man, fuck this rap shit. Because ain't nobody, you ain't quitting. You ain't about to quit this.
10,000 hours, you've been doing it too long, man.
Yeah, and I'm too close to my goal. Not to cut you off.
No, it's good.
I'm too close to my goal. So,
you know, I consider making it in the music game if you can go on national tours and headline them.
Yeah.
And I started off in the backyard. I started off in the living room, you know what I'm saying, in front of the family members. And then I went to the a stage, a small room, and then I'd have been to bigger rooms, and I'd have went regional.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd have been in all of the – I'd have been everywhere you can be as far as doing shows and mm-hmm. being seen. And, you know, and then I started getting paid for my shows, and then I started getting paid a little more, and then I started getting invited on tour.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so my next step – is to go on a tour and headline that thing. And I come back with 40 cities and under my belt, and I headlined all of them, and I did what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, guarantee.
And then when you can do that and reciprocate that, I feel like in my opinion, that's making it in music for me.
Hell yeah.
I don't got to sign no millions of dollars a deal because I can get my Gouda like that there.
Yeah, yeah, guarantee. So,
hell yeah.
What is the response from everybody going out of town and the tour, and how do they feel about, you know what I'm saying, you being a Seattle rapper?
Yeah.
Like, what was the energy from, you know, traveling state to state? Because I seen y'all in Denver.
Yeah.
Y'all was doing y'all thing and shit. You and bro and them guys and shit. So how do you feel about, like, just the energy that's come back, you know, from you going on tour and shit?
That's a great question. I feel like 99.99% of the energy been all the way good. Mm-hmm. And it been all the way heartfelt, and it seemed like they want to really see. I mean, there's a few busters that I've run across out
there.
But most and everybody is showing love, and they got love, and they see what's going on here, and that's because of us too. You know, me and my dude Benny, and we strike around, and we represent the town the correct way.
Yeah,
and you know, and we represent ourselves as men the correct way.
Yeah.
And we're not out there looking for no trouble. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we're not running from nothing.
Standing on business.
Exactly.
Yeah, real talk. Shout out my guy Benny Root too, man. Longtime friend, man. Childhood friend. You know what I'm saying? The culture in Seattle, you know, is shifted as far as music. You know, we go from Sir Mix-a-Lot. We go from just different genres of in waves, and, you know, just ways that people have brought, you know what I'm saying, Seattle to the forefront for the world.
Yep.
So, you know, with that being said, do you put yourself in a pigeonhole and say, this is my genre? Or do you just, like, kind of, like, label yourself, like, I'm just a rapper, I'm hip-hop, I'm all American, man. You feel me?
Yeah. It's, you know, the shit is different now.
Yeah.
And when I first started off, it was more for the, I want them to hear me busting.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I still
yeah,
want
yeah.
them to hear me bussing. Yeah, don't guarantee. Get me wrong, but if I hear a beat and I feel like that can do something for somebody, you know, the people that listen to my music, maybe they'll like this type of song and it'll do something for them. So I make that song.
Yeah,
and if I hear another one, it's a little R&B-ish, but I can catch the beat and I like the beat. I'll make a song to it. I'm not, you know, I don't hold myself to no genre at all. I pride myself in being versatile.
Yeah. So speaking of that though, you know, you've been doing jingles and shit, man.
Yeah, I did a jingle.
Hey,
you caught me.
That's multi-talented though.
You feel me?
You know, and it's for a marijuana company. So that's just not any type of jingle.
Come on.
You got jingles for commercials, you got jingles for talk shows, TV shows, sitcoms, but you did a jingle for a brand that is gonna last for a long time because motherfuckers ain't gonna stop smoking weed.
For real.
So that jingle gonna live on, you know what I'm saying, in the history of the 420 forever.
That's what I'm saying.
You see what I'm saying?
And so, that's what I'm trying to tell these other weed companies, that I can make them to a jingle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? and they can have something that catch the people's ear, because when you're saying that, like, and shout out Seattle Marijuana too. And when you're saying that, it's like them people, when they hear it, they know the song already.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a something that gets stuck in their head. It did its job.
Yeah, and
when you used to just writing bars and shit, it was the first time I ever did it. I didn't know I could do that. I just said, fuck it. I went and told them, I've been doing this shit for years.
I've been writing
jingles and all type of shit, man. Let me.
He done finessed his way through the jingle.
And it came out good.
Oh, that shit came out hard.
Yes, sir. Good looking.
He said Seattle. Yeah. I said my nigga's filthy though.
Yeah.
You gotta be multi-talented. And then for them to reach out, for them to put you in that position, in that situation, man, they see something in you and they heard about you, and then there's somebody that's like, no, this is the guy.
Yeah.
That's just how business works. When you reach out, they probably done seen a couple people, then analyzed, went to Instagram, went on iTunes and Spotify, and they're like, hold on, no. We got a guy right in our backyard that's just talented as anybody in the world.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How is the bitch's response, man, to, you know, you being Swisher Sleep,
okay,
you being an artist that's been in the game multiple generations, how is your response and how do the women react to just your music, you know what I'm saying? And I'm saying, like, as far as just online and personally when you're doing shows and shit, how does that affect on the women?
They get choosy.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. They get choosy and not really so much on the music, but on the drive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I noticed along the way. It's more like, damn, whatever you say that you're going to do that shit from the beginning all the way into the end. And, you know, it's not for everybody, but the ones that get attached, that's the ones that's who I'm trying to fuck with anyway.
Talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Like you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do anyway.
Guaranteed.
And man, I do got a following, you know, and I got a following of some females too. And, as far as the music and the lyric side of it, they really go with my shit.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And it really hits them and resonates with them. And what's so cold is when I'm writing it, I'm in a totally different mindset. I'm downtown Third and Pine, you know what I'm saying? In my mind.
Old school.
Rapping about some reminiscing. And then people that's not from that walk of life at all can come and say, oh, man, I really felt that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I felt it, and it took me to, and it helped me save my life. I'm like, damn.
Therapy.
Yeah.
Therapy.
It's cold how it go.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, music can do that.
Yeah.
And you probably got a fan out there or somebody close to you that, damn, just, you know, these lyrics, this beat, how you put everything together, probably got them through, you know what I'm saying, some moments of suicide, moments of crashing out, moments of personal struggle, you know, moments in relationships, you know, because music is therapy to me.
Yeah.
I ride to music, and it's just, it depends on what mood I'm in.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so what would you say to your younger self, bro? Because we come from that era where we come up out of the juvenile system. So what would you reach back into your younger self and what something that you would say? I ask a lot of people this that come from the struggle and personally, you know what I'm saying, transcended into something great. In my eyes, what would you go back and tell your younger self?
Okay, that's a good question. And I got an answer for that because that's something that I ask myself. You know what I'm saying? What would I tell my younger self right now? And something that I always fall on is that you don't need to try to get every dollar and you don't need to try to overrun every circumstance with every person, and actually giving to people and helping people is the wealth. And I would say that. And I believe that my life, I don't know if my life would have been different, but maybe my outlook on life would have been a little bit different. Because now I feel like I'm trying to play catch up and it's almost insurmountable because I done did so much wrong.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I got to catch up and do some helping and do some good.
Yeah.
And it's where do you know, I don't even know where to start sometimes. You know, but it is what it is. And yeah, that's what I would tell myself.
Giving
for
back
sure.
to the game. Giving back to, you know what I'm saying, people that you probably think or you know that, you know, walk in, not in your shoes, but walk that path.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing because a lot of people don't realize that is a good deed, and that's how you get your blessings and shit. You know, you might not be able to do everything, but, you know, through your music, you could bless somebody.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real, bro.
How
do you feel about independent versus industry?
Oh, man, I'm independent. I'm independent minded, and I'm sure I got some bias because I've been independent my whole career. But I know some folks that been on a label.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and they've been on good labels, and it's you know, a number of different labels, and man, I just don't ever see that many smiles.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I don't really hear
slavery or some
shit.
I don't
see no genuine laughter.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm after. That's my dream. If when I picture signing a big multi-million-dollar deal with some company, I'm seeing swimming pools and bitches and cackling, belly-hurting laughs. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
And some of them, a lot of them be having, you know, the long face.
Yeah,
and man, they got to do a lot of work for a lot of nothing. And I'm sure there's motherfuckers with real great deals. I just don't know none of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody, not everybody. There's a couple that I know that's real comfortable with their deal, but you get what you negotiate for.
Guarantee.
And a lot of people don't remember that when they get to the table and the paperwork's there and they got a number there and they're like, oh shit, here, give me that. And they, you know, but you get what you negotiate for.
Because they want to be famous.
Exactly.
You know? And growing up in our generation, it was the fortune over the fame.
Yeah.
So once you understand those concepts and you still with those principles, it's like, okay, of course I want to balance this shit, but I got to make sure this money's right. I got to make sure I ain't selling my soul. And I'm out here in front of everybody, but then this bread, you know what I'm saying? I owe my life. You feel me? So now you don't even get to enjoy it. That's why you hear a lot of pain music and shit too. Because now a nigga's depressed writing these raps. Because now he know what he's faced up against.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm. And the shit get ugly. You feel what I'm saying? For real, bro. You know, I done talked to a couple niggas and shit, famous and not famous, but that got, you know, that was in the circles of this music shit. And they, you know, niggas, is, like you said, long face. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what is your favorite feature?
Ooh. Okay,
man. Today. I'll say today, bro, because I know you got hella songs with hella motherfuckers.
That I did for them or that they did for me?
It don't matter that you've been on their track, that does you love the song, or they've been on your song, but it was just the organic, genuine, it was a cut. You just love working with them. You know what I'm saying? Because now we got this shit where you email the verses, don't even guys build together, but like, you yeah. didn't, I'm talking about you guys was in the booth, yeah. blowing the energy. It was vibing. You know what I'm saying? You're like, man, you know what? This nigga or this female right here, I could fuck with her. It's good money.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna say it like this. Probably my favorite feature or my favorite song is No Bullshit. It was me, Benny Rue, and it was Psycho, my dude Psycho, rest in peace. And we was writing this song and I was on there gassing. I was on there stupid gassing because I don't know why. Sometimes I just be like, you know what, I'm about to really do this. And it was one of them times. And I'm looking at the nigga growling and foaming at the mouth. I know you ain't got nothing like this over there. And then he go, Psycho, what you got over there? And I was like, he said, oh, fuck that nigga, I'm off the song. I'm off the song right now. Benny, come and fill in right now. Benny came in there and did his thing on it. But, man, it's one of them things that I always think about, reminisce, talk about. That's probably my favorite shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah. You got any memories of, you know, because you was real close to Psycho.
Yeah.
And Benny Rue, too. You know what I'm saying? You got any good memories, like some things that, you know.
This nigga Psych, man. He was crazy, man. He had me in, Montana. He had me in Montana, and it was negative like 30 degrees outside.
Damn.
It's so cold, like, I got to looking it up on the phone. Somebody was like, here, look at this. And it say, in Montana, in this city, you're in the coldest place in the world right now. This is the coldest place on the planet right now. I was like, damn. And he got me outside, walking around outside, and then I couldn't find him. So I'm walking around, and that under 30 something different. It's not like, you look out the door to look for somebody and come back in and be cold. I'm outside looking for him because I'm in a foreign land.
Yeah,
I'm in a foreign land. Yeah, and then I'm like, and I'm looking and all the cars is like fogging up and shit. And one of them is extra foggy.
Yeah.
And I'm looking in that motherfucker and I walked, took a couple of steps over there. I said, oh, man, I seen the flat top in the silhouette. I said, nigga them broke into somebody's car. It's so coldy, that's what I thought, right? And so I'm just dumb. I walk over there, man, it's like it ain't that cold. Open up, he's got some girl in the car with him. Oh!
he's doing the Eskimo, he's doing his thing.
Yeah, man. And Psych was a cold fool, man. He would get up on the stage, and the thing about him was that, so he had this thing with Mac Dre,
yeah. right?
And he was making the beats for Mac Dre, and he was really fucking with him. And he's about to pull him up, right? And for whatever reason, you know, Mac Dre got him whatever happened with him. And so, you know, Psych is left standing there, mm-hmm. right? And then Swish of Sleep comes along, and I'm not saying, hey, let's make some music. Let's do songs together. Let's perform. Let's get this money. I'm not saying that at all. What I said to him was, hey, I need somebody to introduce me when I come onto the stage. And you are somebody, and it would just be the best of the best of the best for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he said, oh, sure, shit, no problem. Never with no face and never it was just some real ass
just
shit.
Just made it happen.
Yeah, it's a real tragedy that the nigga's gone, dog.
Yeah, God bless him and shit. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think that you would like to, like, create, like, you know what I'm saying, something in the music game that is in your honor, like, you know, management, record label, you know, because a lot of people that are OGs I consider in the town that's in the music game and shit, you guys got a lot of influence. You got a lot of people that mirror your style. You know what I'm saying? You got generations of doing music. Do you feel that you know, that would be one thing that, you know, like when you decide, like, man, I'm about to put this shit down, or I want to just get on some CEO shit. Do you think that'd be something that you would, you know, ever venture to do?
I think that I would. I have never given no serious thought because I'm on, you know, I'm not thinking about coaching or commentating on ESPN yet. I'm still trying to hit 30.
Talk to
you
me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm serious about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but yeah, it be in the back of my mind. I just got so much that I need done for me. I don't see what I could do for somebody else. You know what I mean? I mean, I could. I could. And I can give them some. I mean, that's a good idea. Benny was saying that on the drive up here. He said the same shit, that we need to find some young talent and, you know, get them going and get them moving and shit. Yeah. I'm like, okay, here, let me think.
That would be beautiful, though, bro, because, I mean, you know, you got a name in the game. You know, you got good partnership with Benny. You know, great minds think alike, but at the same time, you know, there's untapped potential out there that, you know, could become a part of Swish Pack, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that you never know, bro.
Yeah.
It's just how dynasties are created. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you just never know. That ain't stopping you from doing what you do, but it's just a thought. It's just an idea. Because I know a couple people that's been in the music game. They didn't just start yesterday. And I'd be like, damn, I know there's some youngsters that look up to them that might want to, you know what I'm saying, jump in the game, but they just need that coach or that mentor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real. That's all the way real. And when you say that, it just reminds me of the young game that's popping it in our city.
Yeah,
and, you know, and what they done for their self.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Like Mafi D.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Make a million in them.
Yeah, they on tour right now.
So who's on tour?
All them niggas in L.A. They in L.A. right now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mike Jack and them?
All them.
Oh, good. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, real talk.
And I love to see it, and I like their music, and and they got bars, too. You know what I'm saying?
Talk.
It's not just about no stylistic shit, and niggas ain't mumbling, and it makes me proud to see that. You know what I'm saying? And did it just like we did it in the sense of, okay, we ain't got no label. We ain't got nobody that's doing this. We're going to do this shit ourselves and take it and push it.
Guaranteed.
And we're going to fuck with each other and we're going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel the streets is like? How is your response from the streets from Seattle? Because, you know, a lot of motherfuckers say you can't get famous nowhere until you know, get the support and the love from your backyard. What do you feel about the support coming from, I ain't going to even say Seattle, Washington or the Pacific Northwest? What do you feel about, you know, how motherfuckers treat their own homegrown artists?
I feel like I'm treated well. Mm-hmm. I feel like you always want more fans and you want more people to fuck with you. But I feel like that I've been given a generous dose of people that fuck with me from the city, and the way that they treat me when I come around, the way that they support my shit when I'm online or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they willing to, you know, get some merch, get a t-shirt, get a brim, and always too. So, you know, I've been blessed in that sense. So I really don't got nothing to complain about when it comes to that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
Speaking of merch though, tell them about your other ventures and stuff, man. I know you just ain't no one trick pony. You got a business, or you got some clothes, or you got Swish what other Pack, things you got going on?
I got Swish Pack Music. Swish Pack Music is the label. You know what I'm saying? And of course, we got a bunch of the merch shit.
Yeah, guaranteed. Gotta have the merch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
As far as music and, you know, shit like that, that's what it is. It's just doing a bunch of shows and trying to book these tours and trying to book these features and trying to get this right here, that's a wonderful idea. You know, that I'm sure you know that because when
guaranteed.
They really start fucking with you, that's where you get your money from.
It come automatic.
That's where it is. A lot of it is just tools and fuels, but when you get that merch handled, that's what it is for sure.
Yeah, that's a good thing because a lot of people don't realize that the merch game, you know what I'm saying, if you were ever a hustler, you can, you know, compare it to, you know, being selling tree or back old school in the D game and shit. You can buy a hat for $5 and sell it for $25.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't realize that, but, you know, it's just a transferable skill, being able to understand, damn, this shit ain't no different. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's legitimate income.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real talk. So, who is your top five artists in Seattle right now?
Man. There's so much talent that I like, man.
And it ain't got to be number one's my favorite. Just who's your top five,
okay,
you know, from up the I-5. Fuck it. They ain't got to be Seattle. It could be from Tacoma all the way to Everett. It don't matter.
I said them three earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now Jesse James.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. I'm going to forget everybody. I really like the way my dude Sauce rap.
Yeah. He's nice.
I like Sauce.
Yeah. We need to introduce them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need to introduce the world and shit, man.
Yeah, for real.
You know, and I'd
for
be like real. To know what the artist that's from the town or whoever I interview, like, who you guys like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Some niggas only listen to R&B. They don't even want to mix their, you know.
Man, I be on the R&B too.
I like all music.
I like all music. Let me see. I like Sauce, Jesse James, you know, Rain can rap. I mean, who can really, really rap? I'm probably going to forget the niggas that could really rap. Stewie and Bando and them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I love fucking with them.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tacoma got Block Rip Shot, Cashier. I like them from up there. Louis from up there. I know I went way past five, but there's just, I mean,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man.
There's
you,
just
that's
so
love,
many,
though.
Man.
That's showing love,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
My dude, yeah, mm-hmm. man. Come on, man.
Speaking of Stewie,
yeah,
and that just whole realm, would you ever consider getting into battle rap?
I would consider it, but this is, I'm going to tell you the truth. I pump faked one time.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, set me up a battle. They set me up the battle. It was a young man. He was hungry, too. He was like, swish asleep. I don't care who you are. I'm about to chew you up, right? And I respected that. I had bars for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I had a show that was out of town, and it was pick this. And without thinking about it, I just picked the shit and canceled on him. And I said, you know what? Unless I'm going to really give it my – I can't fuck them guys up like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I look real goofy in the end.
At least you're keeping it real, though.
Hey, but for real, though, I would. And I don't think them niggas could rap as good as
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what's up.
Hell, that's what's up.
Do you think that we're hella late on a lot of that shit, like battle rap and just doing some of the things that's just been going on? And
for a long time.
You know, how you feel about that shit, though?
I mean, we've been doing battle rap for a minute now. I feel like when they really started putting battle rap like that URL shit, uh-huh. and they really start putting it on there, maybe it was going on for a year or something, and then they had an event, and they had their first event in, I don't remember what city that was.
Yeah, yeah.
But we had our first event, and then motherfuckers been battling.
Doing their thing and shit.
But I get what you mean. Like, they've been battling in New York and Detroit
for years,
way before the URL mm-hmm. and all the shit. Yeah,
20
right.
years and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we was a little late on that. Yeah. I mean, we were in the corner pocket, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Pocket, you guarantee.
And sometimes we get shit late. Sometimes we start some shit and push it out. But
we got the most flavor, though. We got the most flavor.
I feel that.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Yeah, guaranteed.
What is the process of putting an album together? Like, do you love to do albums, or would you rather just do a couple cuts and release them on the platforms and shit? Like, what is your go-to move right now as far as coming to put your music out? Because it's 2023, bro. It's different. You don't got to print them no CDs no more.
Man, you're fluent with it. You don't quit. You just choop, choop, choop. Ain't no hiccups or nothing. Just
it's 365, bro.
I feel you. Okay, so ask me that one more time.
No, I'm just saying, what is the process, or what do you feel that, you know, that you kind of conform to more in this day and age, is putting a song together, you know, packaging it, putting it on, you know, whatever platform and shit, YouTube, you know, whatever, Apple, Spotify.
That.
What would you rather do? Or would you rather do the old school, put 15 songs together, put it all together, and then package it like that, and then release it online?
I'd say about 12 now. Mm. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a little more work than an EP.
Yeah.
Get you 12 songs in the album. That's cool. Press it up and get it up out of here. I'd much rather do that, because I like having that whole idea and then making each song make sense to the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's hard to do that in three songs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard to do that in a couple songs. So, and I just like the artwork, and I just like the culture of the whole hip hop shit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'd much rather do that, but that's not the climate, though. The climate right now is you better put them out.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Quick and fast. We don't care about no album, boy. It's the same shit. It's the same shit. They're going to listen to it, and it's gone.
Yeah,
and they're going to run through the album,
and
it's gone.
Yeah.
And they want some more. And when you hit single, at least they're getting fed.
Yeah.
You know, at least they're getting fed.
Uh-huh. So this is a question that I don't give a fuck who's on the platform that I ask, bro.
Yeah.
What's your definition of game?
My definition of game is knowing what to do in all situations. When you have a goal in mind, you got to know how to maneuver through it. And a lot of it got to do with the mental And I feel like a lot of game is mental. So it's about mental strength and mental capacity. To me.
And
when I see other people that have it, you just know it. You know, you just know it, and it's in the flavor, and it's you can't really all the way put your finger on it, but you know it when you see it though. You know, and that's really what it is.
Yeah. Last question, and this is just, I've been thinking about this shit, you know what I'm saying, because I ain't really never asked this shit. Knowing that how, you know what I'm saying, Washington State and it's hella like homelessness and drug infested and shit, have you ever bumped into a smoker or anybody bumping your shit? Like, you just be like, damn, what the fuck? They in Tent City rocking this shit.
Yeah.
Like, have you just really ever bumped into like some motherfuckers that's like, they really bumping my shit?
Yeah, hell yeah. You seen, you remember we was up there in Linwood doing the one,
and I did
the show up there a little more north than that is Everett.
Yeah, man.
I used to be in Everett for probably like about 7 years I was up there. And man, there's smokers all over the place and ain't no bullshit. They was in there listening to the shit. And I don't know about no tent, but they was down and out
and they was knocking the shit. Doing their thing though.
They was knocking the shit. And other smokers is making them listen to it, and yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up.
They was having that's a good up, time bro. In here.
I appreciate you coming through, man. I ain't going to hold you too long.
I appreciate you having me, man.
One love. You already know, man.
Hell yeah.
And Swish your sleep.
You already know. And if I could, real fast.
Go ahead, bro.
Man, I appreciate and respect what you've been doing. And it's different because I've known you for a while. And the people that was in where we was at, a lot of them ain't breathing.
Yeah, real talk.
You know what I'm saying? They don't got their head on their shoulders at all. Or they're sitting up in there cuffed up, you know?
Yeah, guaranteed.
In the situations we both could have been in, and to see you out here thriving and saying the same type of shit, like you preach the same type of shit that we talk about, me and my nigga, you know?
Yeah.
So we obviously on the same type of wavelength, and, you know, stay blessed, my nigga.
Yeah, one love. You too, bro.
Appreciate you, man. Yes, sir.
Shout out Benny Rue again, man, my nigga, man. Game 365 Podcast.
Filthy.
Appreciate you, man.
Filthy.
Tried to get it all in.